Senator Cantwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for holding this important hearing, and welcome to the witnesses today as we discuss moving forward on developing a federal data privacy framework. Last year, we learned that political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica gained unauthorized access to personal information of 87 million Facebook users, which it used for profiling purposes. That same year, Uber announced that hackers had successfully gained access to the personal information of 57 million riders and drivers. The year before, in 2017, hackers successfully stole the personal information of 143 million consumers from Equifax because the credit reporting giant failed to install a simple software patch. And just last week, UConn Health announced that an unauthorized third party accessed employee email accounts, potentially exposing personal and medical information of approximately 326,000 people. These are not isolated incidents or even one-offs. They are the only latest in a barrage of consumer privacy and security violations, many of which are entirely preventable. And consumers are at the receiving end of this reckless practice. So I hope that Congress does grapple with federal privacy data legislation. While Congress has been successful in the past in addressing certain types of personal information, such as health or financial data or children's information, consumers continue to see the challenges that they face with corporate practices that allow for collection, storage, analyzing, and monetizing their personal information. In fact, just 2 years ago, Congress voted to overturn the FCC privacy rule that would have protected online users from internet service providers but had yet to take effect. So while we have gone backwards in some ways, there are others who are moving forward. In May of 2018, the Europeans' General Data Privacy Regulations went into effect, providing the EU and its citizens with an array of new protections from certain types of corporate data practices. And in addition, the state of California has recently passed the California Consumer Privacy Act, which also provided California citizens with new rights and protections. And this law goes into effect in 2020. So together, the implementation of these two pieces of legislative policy, GDPR and CCPA, have brought new insights to the congressional efforts to pass meaningful privacy and data security laws. What is clear to me is we cannot pass a weaker federal law just at the expense of states. So, Mr. Chairman, I am certainly open to exploring the possibility of meaningful, comprehensive federal privacy legislation. I want to work with you and all the members of this committee, many of which have already introduced various pieces of privacy legislation, for thoughtful discussion about how we come to a resolution on these issues. I don't think anyone should be under the illusion, though, that this is an easy task. The information age is still unfolding. The many challenges that we will face as new ways that information is shared cannot just simply be decided today. There are hard issues about how this economy will evolve. But I know that we can have a thoughtful exploration of the multifaceted issues regarding federal policy that go beyond the stalemate that we have had for several years. If we are going to deliver meaningful privacy and security protection for the deserving American public, then we must think about what this paradigm really looks like in this debate. I believe that just notice and consent are no longer enough. I don't think that transparency is the only solution. So at today's hearing, I hope we kick off a very substantive discussion to explore how we go about changing this mindset that treats personal information as such a commodity for profit, and think about it as we have in tackling a series of hearings here, Mr. Chairman, on the various issues related to consumer privacy and security. I know that there are members of both sides of the aisle who are very committed to this cause, and I hope we can make progress on this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much.